Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Seagill India Limited's Q3 and 9-month FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Arun Prakash from Adfactors PR. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Today, we have with us Mr. Ramnik Sehgal, Chairperson and Managing Director, Mr. Sudhir Hosing, Whole-time Director, Mr. Kapil Agarwal, the Chief Financial Officer, and the Adfactors IR team on call. I must remind you that this conference may include forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. The statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. We will begin the call with the opening remarks from the management, after which we will have the forum open for the interactive Q&A session. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Ramnik Sehgal for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. I'm pleased to welcome you all to the Quarter 3 and 9-month financial year 26 earnings call for Seagill India Limited. Our financial results, investors' presentation, press release have been uploaded on the stock exchanges and company's website. I trust you had an opportunity to review them. Let me begin with a brief macroeconomic backdrop. The Indian infrastructure sector continues to witness a strong momentum supported by the sustained government spending and policy focus. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways has increased its budgetary allotment by around 8% to approximately 3.1 trillion for the year 26-27, clearly reflecting the government's continued commitment to the infrastructure development. We are seeing steady improvement in on-ground execution conditions post-monsoon. Tendering activity has also picked up across highways, urban infrastructure, and light segments. With infrastructure investments expected to grow at a healthy pace over the last few years, we believe the overall environment remains very constructive for the EPC players with strong execution capabilities. At Seagill, we are well positioned to benefit from this momentum given our diversified capabilities across roads, railways, tunnels, metros, industrial infrastructure, non-renewables, transmission, distribution as well. With a strong domestic opportunity pipeline and growing presence across the multiple industrial verticals, we believe we are well placed to capture upcoming opportunities and drive sustainable growth. Overall, the combination of the continued government-led infrastructure pushed, improving execution environment, and our expanding sectoral presence give us confidence in sustained business momentum going forward. Against this backdrop, we remain optimistic about business momentum. Alongside a strong domestic pipeline, we have also taken initial steps to expand our global footprint. During the quarter, we have incorporated Seagill Global Pte. Limited in Singapore, which will help us to explore selective opportunities in Southeast Asia, Middle East. This is a long-term strategic initiative. We will approach international markets in a calibrated manner. For the 9-month period of financial year 26, Seagill India sustained growth momentum across the operational and strategic fronts. Building on the performance of the first half of the year, during quarter 3 financial year 26, the company achieved a strong order inflow, approximately 1,433 crores. The total order book stands at around 13,290 crores, providing solid revenue visibility for conducting quarter of financial year 26 and beyond. During the quarter, we received multiple prestigious projects award and preferred bidder position L1, further strengthening our execution pipeline. We secured a highway construction project valued at approximately 1,089 crores BPC for Indore-Ujjain Greenfield X Control Highway in Madhya Pradesh under HAM. In addition, we received an order of 130 megawatt aggregate capacity under the Surya Mitra Trishi Feeder Scheme valued for 423 crores. Our subsidiary Seagill Infra Projects Private Limited has emerged as L1 bidder for one of the largest infrastructure contracts we have pursued, the 2,160 crore for four-laning of Sahibganj, Ariraj, Bitia, stretch of NH 139W in Bihar under HAM. This contract spans in nearly 79 kilometers, includes about construction period plus 15 years of the post-construction operation and maintenance period, significantly enhancing our long-term revenue visibility, strengthening our foothold in the large-scale highway execution. Further, we have also emerged as L1 bidder for a project with the Jaipur Main Rail Corporation, valued at ₹918 crores. Together, these achievements reinforce our focus on consistently diversifying the order book, positioning the company for sustainable growth and resilience in an evolving infrastructure landscape. We have also made meaningful progress in diversifying beyond roads and highways. Renewables now account for cumulative orders of 3,168 crores. Transmission and distribution stands at INR 407 crores, the Wellgaon substation project. Industrial infrastructure contributes around 622 crores, including the urban. This diversification is deliberate and strategic, and it positions us well for sustainable growth across the multiple infrastructure verticals. In addition to these developments, we have 8 HAM projects currently under execution. As of December 2025, the company has infused 605.6 crore of equity in these HAM projects, and after IPO, around 850 crore we have infused. This strategic investment underscores our dedication to enhancing our project portfolio and ensuring the successful delivery of our projects. On operation side, Bathinda Dabwali project, HAM project, achieved pre-COD on December 22, 2025. To date, 7 of our projects have completed ahead of schedule, which has enabled us to earn early bonus, completion bonus, and further strengthen our execution credentials. Technology continues to be a focus area. We are actively deploying AI, data-driven tools across the bidding, project monitoring to improve efficiency, strengthen controls, and enhance over execution quality. Let me also briefly touch upon our capital strategy. We continue to focus on the balance sheet optimization. Standalone debt has reduced to INR 552 crores as of December 2025 compared to INR 336 crore in March 2025. On a consolidated basis, debt stands at 1421 CR. In line with our capital recycling strategy, the board has in principle approved a binding offer for 100% divestment of Seagal Malot aboard Saduwali HAM asset. This will help us unlocking the capital and redeploy it in our core business, EPC, and new growth segments, while further strengthening our balance sheet. Overall, we remain confident about the outlook of the Seagal. With a strong order book, increasing diversification, improving leverage metrics, and supportive industry environment, we believe we are well positioned for consistent and sustainable growth. I will now hand over the call to our CFO, Kapil Agarwal, who will take you through the financial performance in detail. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you, Ramnik sir, and a warm welcome to everyone joining us today. It is a pleasure to discuss our performance as we close the 9 months milestone of this fiscal year. Following our strategic discussions in the previous quarter, I am pleased to share that the third quarter has been a period of significant execution momentum, capitalization on the post-monsoon working window to accelerate our project timelines across the board. For Q3 FY26 performance, our standalone revenue from operations reached 970 crores as against revenue from operations of 810 crores, registering a 19.7% year-on-year growth, showcasing our ability to scale operations effectively during the peak construction season. This brings our total standalone revenue for the first 9 months of the year to 2575 crores, representing a steady growth of 7.6% YOY. On the profitability front, standalone EBITDA for Q3 FY26 stood at INR 120 crores as against INR 105 crores for the same quarter previous year, registering a margin of 12.3%, while our PAT for Q3 FY26 was INR 75 crores with a PAT margin of 7.7%. For 9 months FY26 period, our standalone EBITDA stood at INR 305 crores as against INR 323 crores, registering a margin of 11.8% versus 13.5% in the same period previous year. While our standalone PAT for 9 months FY26 stood at 186 crores with a PAT margin of 7.2%. Moving to our consolidated results, which provides a more holistic view of the growing portfolio. portfolio and SPV performance. For Q3 FY26, our consolidated revenue from operations stood at rupees 991 crores as against 831 crores, growing by 19.3% year-on-year. For the cumulative 9 months FY26, our consolidated revenue grew by 8.7% to reach INR 2636 crores versus 2475 crores revenue for the 9 months FY25. For 9 months FY26, our consolidated EBITDA were at 362 crores, registering a 13.7% EBITDA margin on a consolidated. Consolidated PAT for 9 months FY26 stood at 180 crores, resulting in PAT margin of 6.8% on a consolidated basis. On the operational side, our execution engine remains robust with 28 ongoing projects currently in various stages of completion. Our total book has now scaled to 13,295 crores, providing us a multi-year revenue visibility, which makes this order book particularly strong is its diversified nature. It is no longer just about roads and highways. We now manage a sophisticated mix of comprising 14 EPC projects, 8 HAM projects, 1 DBFOT project, and 5 tariff-based projects. Our reach now spans critical sectors including tunnels, railways, metros, and airport runways, transmission and distribution, and renewables, effectively de-risking our business from any single sector critically. Looking ahead, we are entering the final quarter of the fiscal year with a strong tailwind. The government continued commitment to infrastructure, evidenced by high velocity projects award in the recent month. Aligned perfectly with our core competence, we remain focused on lean execution, timely commissioning, and maintaining a robust balance sheet. Our diverse project mix allows us to pivot towards a high margin opportunities while contributing to the nation's infrastructure backbone. With that, I conclude my opening remarks and would request the moderator to open the floor for Q&A questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchstone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants, you are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Now, firstly, if you come to slide number 38 of the presentation, so over there we have mentioned equity invested as of December and company share of equity. So there is quite a significant difference for a couple of projects. One is Ludhiana Bhatinda, where invested equity is 86 crores, whereas our share is only 1.6 crores. And for Northern Ayodhya Bypass, invested is 105 crores and our share is 28 crores. So why is there a difference of so much? So who is the other party investing?
In case of Bhatinda Dabwali, Ramneek sir, he has also contributed 20 crores. So being a promoter of the company, he has invested 20 crores in Bhatinda Dabwali.
No, in Ludhiana Bhatinda and Northern Ayodhya.
No, entire money has been put by company.
Company
only. That was before IPO, yeah. Where
is the difference? There is some issue in the PPT, slide 38. That might be a typo. Okay.
Otherwise, the entire equity has been put by the company only.
It's in million, basically, against 105 crore equity, 283 has been infused. So, company share is basically what we have infused.
So, what is 1045 million? It is, they are also invested, no?
Sir, basically, there is a two kind of holding. One is Seagull Infra. So, balance has been infused by Seagull Infra.
Okay, so it is entirely by our company only, either through standalone entity or through CABPL.
Yes.
Okay. So secondly, on the HAM projects, so the couple of HAM projects are new ones. So what would be our total equity requirement now for the entire HAM portfolio?
For the earlier one, it was 1391 total investment which was supposed to be invested in HAM projects. So recently awarded two projects. One is basically the Indore-Ujjain, and second one is Saibganj. So 145 crore is the estimated figure, which will be in Indore-Ujjain. And for Saibganj, we are yet to receive a LOA, so the tentative amount will be close to 250 crores.
And sir, when do we expect to start the solar projects? What is the status of each of the projects?
So LOA we have already received. We are waiting for the PPA to be signed, and we are expecting Maharashtra PPA to be signed soon. Once we have that, we have already kind of, you know, finalized the land. The DDs of the land has already been done. We're just waiting for the PPA to happen.
And for the Rewa project and another MP project?
Yeah, same situation. So in one of the projects, we are expecting the LOA, otherwise PPA is to be signed. In one of the projects, there is no land requirement because the land has to be given by the government.
Sir, so out of the 3.5 crores order book of solar and BESS, what kind of revenue are you targeting for FY27 and FY28?
So, you know, everything depends upon the PPA. So, once we receive the PPA, you know, Seagull has an execution capacity and have a track record of completing projects before time. So, once we get the PPA signed, execution will start ASAP.
Okay. Sir, lastly, when do we expect to receive the appointed dates for the 5 HAM projects, VRK 11, 12, Southern Louisiana, and the 2 new ones?
So, VRK 11, it is expected by, I think, around tomorrow or day after, there is a final meeting for the forest. We once we that is cleared, NHA has given a very positive sign that it will be given to us soon. For Southern, we have already requested the department, and I think that's also with NHA. We should get it in this month, and we are trying to expedite it. So, these two appointed dates will be achieved before 31st March, and then if you talk about Bihar, VRK 12 also immediately once we have the 11, after maybe a month or two, we should have the VRK 12 also. And Bihar, LOA is not received yet, so once the LOA is received, we have to make a SPV. We have 45 days for that, then 150 days for financial closure, so we have ample time there. In terms of Indore, the agreement is to be signed ASAP. Once the agreement is signed, we have 150 days to furnish the SC. Once that is done, then, of course, once we have the ROW, we'll have the project.
Okay. And so what revenue are we targeting for next year and this year?
So, of course, as we have guided our investors before also, we are targeting to achieve 10 to 15%, and we are on track.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ketan from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So just first as a clarification on the equity infusion requirement for HAM. So correct me if I'm wrong, so it is 1391 crores till now. Is the total equity required plus the two new projects, and we've infused till now around 605 crores. Am I right?
Yeah, total is 1391. We have already infused 605 as on 31st December.
And plus requirement will be the two new projects.
Yeah, plus requirement for the two new projects.
Understood. Thank you for the clarification. So second, on your opening remarks, you mentioned that ordering activity has picked up in roads. So this will help us with how much kilometers has been awarded till date by NHAI and MoRTH combined in kilometers and in rupees.
So, you know, we have already won one more project, which is for 79 kilometers, and we have already quoted for three more projects a few days back. And every week they are receiving the contracts. And normally, whatever contracts have been received during February, March, we should get the LOAs by 31st March. Even NHA has a target. But any number, specific number discussing at this moment will not be correct.
No, any number is now. Like,
lot of but there are a lot of contracts available online, and they've already got the approval from the cabinet. So NHAI has a great target, and we are looking forward to it.
Understood. I'm just checking if you have a number which was awarded till date, like abhi tak, how many kilometers were awarded till
so,
now?
I mean, it is not easy for us to this. We can check it on NHAI website and then we can update you. Maybe
okay.
You can share your email with Kapil.
Okay. Fair enough. That's it. I'll come back to my queue.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Rohit Mehra from SK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is related to the CapEx with the incorporation of Sejal Global Singapore and proposed Dubai subsidiary. What level of CapEx or initial investment has been embarked in this international market, let's say by FY27?
So, you know, we are right now targeting EPC projects. So for these projects, normally you need the BG limits only. And like we've already quoted one project in Romania. We've already quoted two projects in UAE. So as such, there is no much of the equity requirement, but we'll be requiring only the BG limits that we already have surplus ahead. And once we are lowest, they give the mobilization vans also. So as such, there is no equity requirement coming from these sites. And we are very conservative in setting up internationally.
Okay, got it. And related to one of your project, which was, I think, a Punjab border, right? Hello?
Hearing you. What is your point?
Yeah. So, related to that project, I just wanted to know, given the strategic nature, and is there any unique execution or security-related challenges impacting our progress?
No, I don't understand your question. Can you repeat it again?
So, you have one project for the Punjab border fencing, right?
No, we don't have any project for Punjab fencing.
Oh, okay. So, I misunderstood. Okay. No worries. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next follow-up question from the line of Vaibhav Shah from GM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for the follow-up. So what would be the equity requirement for the solar and BESS projects and same and for the HAM as well? In each year, how are we planning to infuse the money year-wise?
So basically, Morena Solar Park, we have received the LOA today and we are yet to finalize the model. But the equity will be close to 750 to 800 crore in the solar projects. And the execution time is for 2 years, definitely based on the sanctions. And we get an appointed date, we have to infuse only 20% as an upfront equity in solar projects. And since it is not like the HAM assets, whatever we are going to execute, we can immediately commission and start billing to the government. And that fund can be used towards the equity infusion in these projects.
And we have already sold one HAM asset, which we have announced it also today. And we are expecting that equity also coming before this financial year closing.
So money should come in by March for the Maloda Bohar HAM or by June?
Yeah, our target is we should get that money before 31st March. And we have a cash pool also, and we are planning, and we are already in discussion for another two HAMs also. So, because we have already received a pre-COD for the second HAM also. And you know, otherwise also, whenever the money is immediately required, you can refinance and get the money from that source also. So, equity availability is not a problem or not a challenge for CPS.
So, the 750 to 800 crores equity for the solar projects, so these needs, typically it would be done by FY28. If things go on time,
it is 810. But you know, till the time we have the PPA, we don't have a quantity here. Once the PPA is signed, then only you have to start these execution, and you have to put it in timeline. For example, if I talk about the HAM project, Till the time AD is given, we never put. Like we got, we did the FC 2 years back for this Jharkhand 11 and 12. And we are ready with the equity, but the ROA was not given clear to us. Same is the case with the solar. Till the time we have the PPAs with us, we don't have to put equity. Because after PPA only, we have to put the equity.
Okay. And sir, on that AND project, what would be the equity requirement?
So the total equity requirement which we have shown was 1391, in which 605 we have already put. And for the new project is 395, and for solar is close to 810.
So solar includes T&D project as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
T&D project will start ASAP.
I didn't get you. What is that?
T&D project is going to start ASAP.
Okay. Okay. And sir, what order inputs are we targeting for next year, for FY27? And how much of that could be from international markets?
So, last year we guided our investors that we will be getting 5,000 crore. In against 5,000 crore, we have already got close to 8,500 crore. And this year also our guidance would be an incremental of 15%. So, should be around 5,800 crores. And we have already surplus of 3,500 crore last year. So things are good, and internationally, we are not very aggressive. We should target at least 10 to 15% coming from international, and we are still setting up the things there. So it might take time, but for India, things are very good. As I said, we have already, whatever we committed, we were conservative and we have done better than that. And there is a lot of tendering happening in next 2-3 months. So we are targeting to get good orders at a good IRR. Thank you.
Okay. And then what CapEx we did in FY20 in 9 months, and what are we targeting for 26 and 27?
Sir, if you look at, we are not investing much in CapEx as guided to investors as well. Seagull is basically following a policy of buyback, wherein they buy the assets and they sell it off after a certain period to the same vendors. So as far as execution is concerned, we do have ample machinery. And we are giving a few contracts on back-to-back basis also. So much CapEx investment will not be required. So it will be close to 25 to 30 crores, which we will be doing. That's too from our subsidiary, not from directly from Seagull.
Okay, so for 23 crores, it will be around 25 crores.
Yeah, 25 to 30 crores.
Okay. And then lastly, just to understand how are you putting the money, so for equity for HAM projects, so incrementally what individual, so just to get a sense of the number, so you said that 605 crore is invested in HAM till December. So of that, entirely it won't be seen on the standalone books, because a part of it is done through CIPPL?
Yeah, part of CIPPL being a subsidiary, they are also holding shareholding in these SPVs. So part of the investment is done by CIPPL, part is done by Seagull.
So out of 605, what would have been already done by CIPPL is not visible on standalone books?
It's visible. Whatever money has been invested by CIPPL, that has been given by Seagull only in form of loan, which is reflected in the balance sheet.
Okay, okay, okay. Got it. And sir, what would be our cash number as of December?
Can you please pardon? I didn't get
the cash. What is the outstanding cash as of December? It was 233 crores as of September.
Including FD, it is 235 crores.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Par Patel from Patel Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity. The first question and then the first couple of questions are on the similar line. So I think you mentioned it before that you completed a sale of sale to, I think, Neo Assets for about 177 crores. So I just wanted to know what are the expected timelines for the this investment for the new the other projects. such as Bathinda Dabwali and Jalveda Sabad? And secondly, from the sale of those projects, what are we planning to do? Are we planning to repay the loan, or it will go towards equity requirements for the other HAM projects that we are going to onboard in the coming quarter?
Yeah, basically for Malotapur we are targeting 31st March, and for sale of other two assets we are targeting 30th September. And as far as the money is concerned, our debt equity ratio is low. It is 0.28 as on 31st December, so which is pretty good. And whatever money we are going to realize, primarily it will be used for the equity increase.
Okay, so got it. Secondly, the other question I had was, we have received a lot of early completion bonuses for our project. So I just wanted to know for Jalbera, are we on the lines of getting an early completion bonus, as we are almost at the verge of completing it?
There was an out-of-book problem in Jalbera. Moreover, there was a flood problem in Jalbera. So government is planning to give us an EOT for that. So we are awaiting for the EOT. So once we have an EOT in hand, then only we will be in a position to tell the investors about the bonus.
Got it. And finally, I just wanted to know that we signed the Jaipur Metro project. So I just wanted to know some bit on if you could shed some light on it.
So we are L1. We are still waiting for the LOA. And once we receive the LOA, we'll immediately start the work. Because, our two of the projects where viaduct is almost on completion, which is Agra and Kanpur. So, our strategy is totally waiting to start this work, ASAP.
Got it. That's all from my side. I'll join the queue again for more questions. Thank you so much and all the best for the future.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Nimish Pandya, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
So, sir, I have a couple of questions. My first question is, sir, as we have recently poured into renewables and T&D with the order inflows of around, as mentioned, PPT, 3,168 crores. Sir, are these, entry-level initial bids as we have done it, or these match our historical segments, margins also, of EBITDA levels?
Your voice is surrounding. It is not clear. Can you repeat it again? Your voice is surrounding.
Am I audible now?
Yeah, clear.
Okay. So, sir, my question is, as we have recently poured into renewables, right, and T&D, with order inflows as mentioned in the PPT around 3,168 crores. Right, sir?
Right.
Okay. Huh. So I wanted to know, are these low margin entry level bids, or do they match your historical 15% plus EBITDA margin levels?
They'll match the historical EBITDA margin levels.
Okay. So these are not initial bids for the market entry, right?
No, not really. Because we've been bidding for so long, we bid so many bids, our strike rate would be less, doesn't matter. But we have to get the projects at our project IRR.
Also, sir, my next question is, sir, can you let me know, sir, what is the expected timeline for the next investments, like Bathinda and Dabwali and Jalbera and Shahabad, if you could
so
let
we
me
know. We have already started the this negotiations with few of the investors. Good thing is market is big now, and there's a lot of liquidity to buy these assets. So we have good number of people discussing with us. First one we've narrowed it down, and these two we are targeting to close it before September, I think it should be done. So we are targeting to close it before September.
Okay, understood, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you and congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Sana, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Sana, please proceed with your question.
Hello, good evening, and thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I have few questions. My first question is, how do you see the business mix evolving over the next 3 to 5 years?
So, you know, we started from a very small city, Ludhiana, with only road work. And over the period, we have grown in about now 12, 13 states and about 10, 11 verticals. We really feel if you don't get a work in road, we have structure work, we have metro work, we have a railway, we have tunneling, now renewable and T&D also. So the target here is we should grow vertically and geography. That's a way Seagull is growing. If you compare us with the peers in the market, at what stage we are, the number of verticals and geography-wise we have grown. Strategically, the company is very clear that if we're not getting a work in one vertical, we're getting another vertical. That is the reason order book has never been a challenge for companies. And whatever we are guiding our investors, we're achieving that. So you can see that is visible in last 3 quarters. We're always guiding 10 to 15%. Our growth is much more than that. Thank you.
Okay. And sir, one more question I do have. In the newer vertical like the metro and TD, which you mentioned, what differentiates your bid strategy from established incumbents?
So, you know, metro is a very similar business what we are doing because we've been doing viaducts, bridges, flyovers. We are building one of the country's longest elevated in Danapur Vita. So the work is almost the same, you know, it's a structure work. And if you talk about the T&D and renewable, if you see, we've been already fixing solar plants for our existing HAM project, the EPC project. And for T&D also, we've been doing a lot of projects in terms of, you know, utility shifting, line shifting, getting a substation project. So this is not a new work. So we already have a stabilized work field, workforce, and it's just we are taking individual products out. So that's how we do it.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you so much, sir, and all the very best.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. And with that concludes the question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ramneek Sehgal for the closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, everyone. I would again thank all the participants for joining the earning calls today, making this an engaging discussion. We remain committed to pursuing our business strategies and doing everything that is right and continuing to deliver the positive results. We hope all your queries have been answered well. In case you have any other further queries, please feel free to contact the investor relation team at Adfactors. Thank you so much once again. Good evening.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Seagull India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining with us today, and you may now disconnect your lines.